Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Kyle Rohring joins us. He's the executive director of the Great Basin Water Network, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City. We are pleased to welcome back to the program Kyle Rohring, Executive Director of the Great Basin Water Network, former aide to Congresswoman Dina Titus. So let's start out with talking about this blockchains deal. Innovation zones, the governor is promoting it, it's getting a lot of talk. And one of the things that was mentioned was that they have the water they need for this smart city. But the water is currently located on the playa. It's out there near Gerlach. And what would it take to be able to move that water from where it is currently to the location they need it? So let's start there.
Well, it would probably take a big pipeline project, or what we in the water world would call an interbasin transfer. You know, blockchains right now, for all intents and purposes, is in the farming business. They own water that's currently being used to irrigate pivot tables just south of Gerlach, about 100 miles away from where they want to build this city. So you're going to need a massive pipeline, most likely. Maybe you have to go through the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe's reservation. You know, maybe you have to go around some other way, kind of wind around towards Winnemucca and then come back. You just don't
know.
This was all talked about back in the mid-2000s because there was a similar development proposal. This would have been in like the Dayton, Silver Springs kind of stagecoach area. But it's the same thing. We're just repeating history here. My organization was fighting applications for appropriations of new water back then by this developer, Sonterra. Sonterra is the company that ultimately sold the water to blockchains. But you know what Sonterra did was back in 2017, they bought up those pivot tables. And they sat on it for a few years, essentially. I mean, they still put the water to beneficial use, but that's ultimately what was sold to blockchains. And I would say one thing is that blockchains doesn't necessarily have all the water it needs yet, and they've admitted as much on the record and in a story in the New Republic, and so they're still scrambling for water. So it's, you know, for them to do what they want to do, they're still thousands of acre feet short.
Okay, so just to go back to what you were saying about the potential of possibly rerouting it or routing it via Winnemucca, so you would head out east to come back west. I mean, so that would make it well over 100 miles. That would be several hundred
Absolutely.
Miles. Okay, so let's look at a little water history. And I remember I started interviewing Senator Harry Reid in 1990. So that's 31 years ago. And in my first interview with him, we were talking about the potential for the Truckee River operating agreement. It took 30 years to get that done. Yeah. To do what blockchains is doing without the benefit of somebody who in that 31 years went from being a senator to being the majority slash minority leader of the United States Senate. And it still took him 31 years or 30 years to get it accomplished. How many years would it take to get all of the permitting done if you could get the tribes, environmental groups, and everybody else
that's
to make
right.
this happen?
Well, I think a lot of it would require rights of way on federal lands in addition to those tribal considerations. And so, you know, it would be a very long process, likely with a lot of litigation involved. And I think, you know, the litigation as it relates to the Truckee River Operating Agreement is largely, you know, what got people to the table over the course of many years. So, but I think, yeah, you got to go through some fights first. And I mean, there will be groups ready to fight. You know, my organization has, you know, we've defended water resources up there in the past. And, you know, I think it's something that we would continue to do. And I know other groups are saying the same as well. And I think, you know, one thing to consider about this is, you know, the duty that they have, the 7,500 acre feet that they bought from Sonterra, you know, a lot of that, you know, that's, some of that is being recharged back into the aquifer. You know, what happens when you take all of that away and you put it back in a pipeline? Those basins are connected. You have the Hualapai Basin and Smoke Creek Desert Basin, maybe even Black Rock Basin, the San Emidio Basin, and it all ultimately flows into Pyramid Lake. These aquifers, they're not just you know, underground buckets that are sequestered from one another. There's transmissivity, there's flow, and so you even have, if you start pumping all of that water, you could potentially have issues at Pyramid Lake, and there's endangered species in there, and you know, it's there's a lot of factors going on.
The governor is asking, Governor Sisolak is asking the public to look at this and give it a fair look. Are there things that the state can do to help this along? Or, you know, does it just come under regular water law like everything else?
I mean, I think there are certainly things that could be proposed, but I don't know if we want to go, you know, changing water law just for one pet project. And, you know, if you can do it here, you can do it in other places. And there are a few things being discussed right now that in my opinion, you know, would certainly be detrimental to the overall integrity of the law. But, you know, would absolutely help, you know, a company like blockchains. I think, you know, my biggest fear is setting up situations where entities can just sit on water for endless periods of time in order for them to, like, get to, you know, have a project come to fruition. And, you know, that can take a long time, as we just discussed. But that whole time, you're just sitting on the water, and then, therefore, the value of the water is increasing. I mean, it's very speculative. And I think speculation is, you know, illegal under Nevada water law. And, you know, we don't want to have that become legal. Because I think that would, you know, that just paves the way for a lot of shenanigans and chicanery and stuff that I don't think Nevadans really want to see.
Okay, so let's broaden that perspective, because obviously, you know, we don't want the bad things to happen, but if we intend to see development in any of the areas of Nevada, whether it be rural or city-based, there is going to have to be some movement of water at some point. So is your organization completely against movement of water, period? Or, you know, are there instances where you would give it an approval? And I'll give an example in a minute.
Well, I think, you know, we have a law currently that that sets a criteria. And, you know, if something meets that criteria, you know.
What's the criteria?
Go ahead. Well, there for an interbasin transfer, you know, you have to meet a number of requirements, and those criteria are, you know, is it going to conflict with existing rights? Is there water available? Is it in the public interest? And then, you know, specifically, especially on the interbasin transfer side, you know, can an entity afford to actually put this water to beneficial use as they say they are? And is it environmentally sound? Now, environmentally sound is one of these undefined terms that we have in water law that we could, you know, that we can fight over. The 2017 legislative session, there was a huge fight over that. And so, you know, I think if you can truly meet those requirements, yeah, you know, go ahead. But, you know, we're the driest state in the nation. We have 256 groundwater basins, half of which are over-appropriated or fully allocated. And I think, you know, those are some pretty important things to consider when you're talking about moving water, you know, 100 miles or, you know, in some cases further.
Going back again 30 years, so I'm really giving away my age here because I was like 10 years old when I did these shows. But I remember interviewing Franklin Jeans back in the early 1990s, who was the owner of Fish Springs Ranch. And, you know, he tried to get that water moved to the North Valleys of Reno for development. Harry Reid was against that and forced an environmental impact statement on that, which essentially killed that project for years. Eventually, Vidla Water took over that project, and the water is now being utilized in the North Valleys, where there is a huge need in terms of the growth. So, you know, there is an ability over time, and again, it probably took 20 plus years to make that happen. So it's not just speculation, but the amount of time that it takes to actually get a project from start to fruition. You see that, I mean, obviously.
Oh, well, absolutely, and I think, you know, some things to consider there, like in that case, you know, there needed to be a lot of hydraulic study and analysis, and, you know, those groundwater supplies, they're all connected too. It's kind of on the other side of the, you know, the Pará Mountains and some parts of the Virginia Range over there, closer to the California border. But, you know, there were connectivity issues there with Pyramid Lake. And so, you know, again, we can't think of these water resources as, you know, just being kind of sequestered by themselves in certain areas. You know, the way that Nevada was formed in the last ice age, essentially, is, you know, that we have to consider those things. And there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of people much smarter than me who work on this stuff every day. And, you know, sometimes they'll tell you about the nature of an underground water system. It's like, well, your guess is, you know, as good as mine in some regards. So, you know, it is very complicated, and it does take time. And, you know, I just think kind of that prudent balance of scientific investigation versus, you know, a purported need is extremely important.
Okay, so on the other side of all this is what's actually occurring on the ground, which is the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, EDON, has said that over the next 10 years that Reno, Sparks, Washoe County needs 5,000 new homes per year. So 50,000 homes, 100,000 plus people, because people are leaving in droves from Northern California to come over to Nevada. Do you stop the growth by not having water available? I mean, where's the balance between human need and water availability?
I mean, these are the hard questions that we have to ask
that's
ourselves.
That's why I'm asking you.
As Nevadans, and I mean, you know, I think if we consider the next 50 years, if Nevada truly believes in science that we're seeing, I think, you know, we have to err on the side of caution here. That doesn't mean you can't have no new homes and no new growth, but I think, you know, it depends on, you know, what type of growth are we doing? Are we still going to go off kind of, you know, that 1990s model of growth? You know, how are we building our new cities? And I think, you know, that's a challenge, and are we going to meet that challenge? I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I mean, like, I think Tumwa, you know, they could give you that water on paper. They'll give you that water on paper today and they'll say, sure thing. But the question is, you know, there's paper water and there's wet water, and there's, you know, some certainty, maybe some uncertainty about what's to come with our, you know, with our water patterns. But, you know, if this year's any indicator, you know, I think we need to err on the side of caution.
Well, as a former weatherman for 23 years, I will tell you, don't base climate on 1 year of weather.
That's true.
When Lake Tahoe still only has a couple of feet left in it before it's full, that's pretty much the indicator that the drought is not that strong. And Tumwa actually put out a piece last week saying no shortage for Inno Sparks and the Fallon farmers for the upcoming session. Or season, I should say. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Much more to talk about this very mellow topic.
That's right.
Nobody gets excited about water. We'll be right back.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino in March. Win your share of the $75,000 Mad Money giveaways now through March 31st. Plus 5x points every Friday.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino in March. Win your share of the $75,000 Mad Money giveaways now through March 31st. Plus 5x points every Friday.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kyle Roerink. He is the executive director of the Great Basin Water Network. So a couple of different things. We had John Ensminger, who is the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, on the program, and he was talking about they're moving forward with putting water towards Apex and also towards what will eventually be the Ivanpah Airport. What are your concerns about that?
Yeah, again, you know, it comes down to the Colorado River, and, you know, I think if you look on paper of what the SNWA has in certain modeling scenarios, I think, you know, the SNWA relative to other Colorado River water purveyors does a great job at doing modeling and, you know, in certain types of planning that encompasses scientific research on, you know, what flows on the Colorado River are going to be. And, you know, you look at some of their analysis, and you look and you say, oh, like 2056, they're going to need a new water supply, you know, to meet certain demand scenarios.
But they're currently working with Los Angeles Power and Water.
They are.
On a journey.
Now, and again, this is where it gets a little complicated, but some of that is already, you know, that's already considered. We're talking about like a new new supply down the road. And I think, you know, that's what gives me pause. And, you know, there are some estimates that flows along the Colorado River are going to decrease by 35% in the coming years, you know, maybe by the end of the century. And I think, you know, when you do this type of building and development expansion, you know, there's an implication that water will be there to serve you, you know, when you're a family. And
all right. Okay. So hang on. So when you have agencies like RTCs and airports, and maybe to a lesser extent, really counties and cities that do long range planning, but RTCs and airports go out 30 years and it's always interesting to see. Because for the and state demographers look at those kind of timelines. When you go out 70 years, 80 years, I have to throw in that technology is going to change. You know, we are going to see different things occurring. Things are not going to remain static. What occurs now is not necessarily going to occur 75, 100 years from now. So don't you have, you know, doesn't that make it incredibly difficult to just blanketly say, okay, if X and Y are correct today, then Z is going to be correct 100 years from now? Because, you know, if we go back 100 years...
Well, that's true. And, I mean, I think about it like, you know, in the next 30 years, could desalination become, like, the viable option that, you know, everybody has been, you know, crossing their fingers for years? You know, it very well could be. You know, I also keep in the back of my head that, you know, the SNWA owns tens of thousands of acre feet worth of water rights, you know, north of Las Vegas. And, you know, I don't think they're still in the farming business just because, you know, they like raising livestock and growing alfalfa. And I think, you know, we have to keep that in mind. And, you know, granted, they do own those rights, but, you know, it's something certainly to consider. And I know we spoke about those requirements for interbasin transfers. You know, those are constantly in the back of my mind. I mean, again, you know, how much can the Mojave Desert afford to just, you know, put a sign on its front door and say, you know, welcome, come one, come all?
Well, we know that the plan is 3 million people. It's currently a little over 2 million, and the plan has been for many years that it was going to end up being around 10 million. The date seems to be pushed back, you know, considerably each year. But still, that's a realistic number. Would you not agree?
I think, you know, as I would just say this, you know, the SNWA, you know, they have it on paper that that they can, you know, support people. And, you know, I think, you know, there's reason to call into questions everyone's research. And so, you know, I don't think that we should kind of go through this blindly. I think that we should have open debate about this. You know, that's what makes our democracy great. And, you know, I stand where I stand. Other people stand where they stand. And
right, fair enough. Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kyle Roehrink. He is Executive Director of the Great Basin Water Network. We've got about a minute left. What is the biggest issue you're going to deal with at the legislature this session?
Oh, boy. You know, I think we just had a hearing on AB 5 last week, which would have changed, you know, which could change the ability to appeal certain decisions by a state engineer. I think it's, you know, we have a great law right now, very inclusive. Anyone feeling aggrieved by any decision that comes out from a state engineer has the ability to appeal in district court. You know, that's an access to justice issue. We had rural governments, tribal governments, NGOs, and even Coyote Springs all lined up against the state engineer's bill last week. And so, you know, we'll see what happens there. There may be a few other bills that if they do come to light, Sam, I know you're going to want to bring me back on
absolutely,
to talk about it.
Absolutely, my friend. Kyle Roehrink, thank you so much, as always, and thank we'll you. Be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.